Tape recorded message number TL-524. Otis Q. Sellers, Bible Teacher. I greet you in the faith and fellowship of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are, whom we love, and whom we serve. Take your Bibles and we will turn once again to Ezra, the historical book of Ezra. Our studies today begin with the 6th chapter and the 15th verse. 6th chapter and the 15th verse. We read here that this house was finished on the third day of the month Adar, which was in the 6th year of Darius the king. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity kept the dedication of this house of God with joy. So the temple has been built, and it is now being dedicated. And notice it was the children of Israel, the priests, the Levites, the rest of the children of the captivity who kept the dedication of this house of God with joy. And they offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, because this was a representative body that is now reassembled there in the city of Jerusalem, and for all Israel a sin offering, 12 he-goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel, and all 12 are represented there. And they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses, for the service of God which is at Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. Now they restore the Passover. And the children of the captivity kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month. For the priests and the Levites were purified together. All of them were pure. And they killed the Passover for all the children of the captivity, and for their brethren the priests, and for themselves. And the children of Israel which were come again out of captivity, and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the nations of the land, to seek the Lord God of Israel, did eat, and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, for the Lord had made them joyful, and turned the heart of the king of Assyria unto them, to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of God, the God of Israel. Now the important thing to remember here is, but while many even of the princes of Judah and the men of Benjamin and others of the 10 tribes, they remain in Babylon because they like it there. They're just captivated by it. And so they remain there. But a faithful band, which is called a kahal, meaning it was a representative body, they rebuild the temple. They dedicated, and they established the Passover. Now we read here about the expedition of Ezra and his descent and companions. Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra, the son of Seraiah, the son of Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, and it goes on to give his entire genealogy. We read in the 6th verse, this Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. Now he had not come up originally, but he's coming up now. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and the priests and the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the Nethinim, unto Jerusalem in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king. And he came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, which was in the 7th year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the 5th month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of God upon him. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. Now, Artaxerxes, this great and good king, he issues a decree in behalf of Ezra. In the 11th verse we read, "Now this is the copy of the letter that the king Artaxerxes gave unto Ezra the priest, and he was the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of the Lord, and of his statutes to Israel." These are the words of it. "Artaxerxes, king of kings, unto Ezra the priest, he's a scribe of the law of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and at such a time." I like those words. I often use them. Perfect peace, and at such a time. Peace has to do with a union with God. The verb for the word peace in the Greek stands for things that are joined. It means to join. That's the verb. And it's also translated peace. That's the noun. And we got to remember that peace isn't just a good feeling that people get and say, "Well, I've got plenty of money and the house is paid for and I have no worries and children are doing all right and so on." That's not it. Always remember that this has to do with a union with God, perfect peace, and at such a time. Now, we're living in a time when it is very difficult to have assurance in regard to a man's union with God. He doesn't seem to have any of his own. It seems hard to give him any. But if we can just have this and know that it's a perfect union, that it's not like a squeaking wheel or anything like that, which seems to be so many Christians' union with God is that they're just squeaking all the time and crying and so on. But let's go on. That's not what we're dealing with. We do not want to digress. Artaxerxes says, "I make a decree that all they of the people of Israel and his priests and Levites in my realm, which are minded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go with thee. For as that much as thou art sent of the king and of his seven counselors to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem according to the law of thy God which is in thine hand, and to carry the silver and gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem. This is the place where God had put his name, the only places that the sacrifices could be offered or the Passover be observed. His habitation was in Jerusalem. And all the silver and gold that thou canst find in all the provinces of Babylon, with the freewill offering of the people and of the priests, offering willingly for the house of their God which is in Jerusalem." You see, Israelites, all of the 12 tribes, are scattered all over Babylon, and so they may give. That you mayest buy speedily with this money bullocks, rams, lambs, with their burnt offerings, with their meat offerings, their drink offerings, and offer them upon the altar of the house of your God, which is in Jerusalem. And whatsoever shall seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do with the rest of the silver and the gold, that do after the will of your God. The vessels also that are given to thee for the service of the house of God, those deliver thou before the God of Jerusalem. And whatsoever more shall be needful for the house of thy God, which thou shalt have occasion to bestow it out of the king's treasure house. And I, even I, Artaxerxes, the king, do make a decree to all the treasures which are beyond the river, that whatsoever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, shall require of you, it be done speedily. Unto 100 talents of silver, and to 100 measures of wheat, and to 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribing how much. Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. For why should there be wrath against the realm of the king and his sons? And we certify you that touching any of the priests and Levites, singers, porter, nethinims, or ministers of the house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose toll, tribute, or custom upon them. And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God, that is in thine hand, set magistrates and judges which may judge all the people beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach thee them that know them not. For it was the duty of the priest to do the teaching, and that is what Ezra is here doing. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him. Whether this judgment, you see, a judgment doesn't mean strictly one thing. Whether this judgment be unto death, or to banishment, or to confiscation of goods, or to imprisonment. And let it be done, and let it be done speedily. Because let me tell you, judgment that is delayed becomes no justice whatsoever. Then Ezra gives thanksgiving. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which has put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord, that's Yahweh, which is in Jerusalem, and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me, and I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. Now, we get the list of Israel's companions, a list that is very important, especially when we think that in the kingdom of God, that men will be able to point to their name here in this record and say, there's my name, I was one of those that went up with Ezra. And that occupies the word here from the 1st to the 14th verse, and gives the number of them. I will not read these. The names are a bit hard to pronounce, they're difficult to pronounce, but there's no value in me reading them when you can do it for yourself. But in the 15th verse we read, and I gathered them together to the river that runneth to Ahava. And there abode we in tents 3 days, and I viewed the people and the priest, and found there none of the sons of Levi. Then said I, for Eleazar, for Ariel, and Shemaiah, and for Elnathan, and for Jared, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and for Zechariah, and for Meshullam, chief men, also of Joarib, and for Elnathan, men of understanding. And I sent them with commandment unto Iddo, the chief, at the palace Cassiphia. And I told them what they should say unto Iddo, and to his brethren the Nethinims, at the place Cassiphia, that they should bring unto us ministers for the house of God. And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding, of the sons of Mali, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah with his sons and his brethren 18, and Hashabiah, and with him Jesaiah, of the sons of Merariah, his brethren, and their sons 20, and of the Nethinims, whom David and his princes had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinims, all of them were expressed by name. And Ezra declares, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God, to seek out him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. That's touching. He proclaimed a fast there, that we might afflict ourselves before our God, to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to require the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all that forsake him. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. It's God's business, and he will work with them on it. So he declares, I separated 12 of the chief of the priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brethren with them, weighed unto them the silver and the gold and the vessels, even the offering, the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his lords and all Israel, their presence, had offered. Notice that word, all Israel again. They had offered it. I even weighed under their hand 650 talents of silver, silver vessels 100 talents, and of gold 100 talents, and 20 basins of gold, of 1,000 drams, and 2 vessels of fine copper, precious as gold. And I said unto them, you are holy unto the Lord. The vessels are holy also, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering unto the Lord God of your fathers. Watch ye and keep them, and that you weigh them again before the chief of the priests and the Levites, and the chief of the fathers of Israel at Jerusalem, and the chambers of the house of the Lord. So took the priests and the Levites the weight of the silver and the gold and the vessels to bring them to Jerusalem unto the house of God. So Ezra declares, then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go unto Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us. He delivered us from the hand of the enemy and such as lay in wait by the way. We came to Jerusalem and abode there 3 days. Now on the 4th day was the silver and the gold and the vessels weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Meremoth, the son of Uriah the priest. With him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas, and with them was Jozabad, the son of Jeshua, Noadiah, the son of Benui, Levites, by number and by weight of every one, and all the weight was written at that time. Also the children of those that had been carried away, which were come out of the captivity, offered burnt offerings unto God of Israel, 12 bullocks for all Israel, 9 and 6 rams, 70 and 7 lambs, 12 he goats for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering unto the Lord. And they delivered the king's commissions unto the king's lieutenants, and the governors on this side of the river. And they furthered the people and the house of God. Now, keep in mind that this priesthood represents all of Israel. All of Israel is now represented in Jerusalem. Every one of the 12 tribes has a representative there. This forms a great kahal, or ecclesia, people who had a position out of the people, out of God, confirmed by God, and they make up the great kahal, the great ecclesia that's in Jerusalem at this time. Don't talk to me about 10 lost tribes. They're just out there with some of Judah and some of Benjamin, in the land of Babylon. And they're doing very well there. They're prospering there because God took them out and God has not yet ordered them back. But those that had a heart for God, whose spirit God had stirred up, they have gone back. Now, notice this. Now, when these things were done, the princes came to me saying, the people of Israel. And notice that these princes, they regard these as the people of Israel. Not the people of Judah and Benjamin, not the people of the 10 tribes, but this is the people of Israel, because they are represented there. And the priests and the Levites, they said, the people of Israel, the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands. They haven't done this, doing according to their abominations, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves, and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the princes and rulers hath been chief in this trespass. He says, when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle, and plucked off the hair of my head, and of my beard, and sat down astonished, or astonished. Then were assembled unto me every one that trembled at the words of the God of Israel. They assembled to him, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. At the evening sacrifice I arose from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God, and said, O my God, I am ashamed and blushed to lift up my face to thee, my God. For our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespass is grown up unto the heavens. We're overwhelmed by this, and it's just growing up until it cries unto the heavens. Since the days of our fathers have we been in a great trespass unto this day. And for our iniquities have we, our kings, and our priests have been delivered in the hand of the kings of the land, to the sword, to captivity, and to a spoil, and the confusion of face as it is this day. And now for a little space grace has been shown from the Lord our God. Just a little space grace has been showed from the Lord our God, to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes, and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but hath extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, and set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have taken thy commandments, which you commanded by thy servants the prophets, saying, The land under which ye go to possess it is an unclean land, with the filthiness of the people of the land, with their abominations, which are filled from one end to another with their uncleanness. Now therefore, give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek the peace or their wealth in perpetuity. Don't ever do it. That ye may be strong, eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. That's Olam in perpetuity. And after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds, and for our great trespass, seeing that thou, our God, hast punished us less than our iniquities deserved, and hast given us such a deliverance as this, should we again break the commandments, and join in affinity with the people of these abominations, which not thou be angry with us till thou hast consumed us, so that there should be no remnant nor escaping? O Lord God of Israel, thou art righteous, for we remain yet escaped as it is this day. Behold, we are before thee in our trespasses, for we cannot stand before thee because of this. That's his prayer, and that's his confession. Now we're told that when Ezra had prayed, when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great kahal. That's an ecclesia, a very great company of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore, but they're a representative body now that has come to him. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, We have trespassed against our God, and have taken strange wives out of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives, and such as are born of them according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter belongeth unto thee. We will also be with thee. Be of good courage, and do it. Then arose Ezra and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they would do according to this word. Now all Israel was not there, but a representative body was there. And whatever this representative body does, this kahal, it will be binding upon all Israel. Then we're told in verse 6, then Ezra rose up from before the house of God, and went into the chamber of Johanan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came thither, he did eat no bread, nor drink water, because he mourned because of the transgression of them that had been carried away. And they made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem unto all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem. Now, this is made, the proclamation is made throughout Judah and Jerusalem unto all the children of the captivity, they have gathered themselves together to Jerusalem. And that whosoever would not come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited, himself separated from the kahal, that's the ecclesia, of those that have been carried away. He's not separated from Israel, but he is separated from being a representative, the kahal of those that had been carried away. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the ninth month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the house of God, trembling because of this matter, and because of the great rain. And Ezra the priest stood up and said unto them, ye have transgressed, ye have taken strange wives, to increase the trespass of Israel. Now therefore make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers, and do this pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land, and from the strange wives. Then all the congregation, this is the kahal, the representative body that represented every Israelite, answered and said with a loud voice, as thou hast said, so must we do. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we're not able to stand without. Neither is this the work of one day or two, for we are many that have transgressed in this thing. Let now our rulers of all the congregation stand. Now, he says, let the rulers of the kahal stand, and let all them which have taken strange wives in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city, and the judges thereof, until the fierce wrath of our God in this matter be turned from us. And only Jonathan, the son of Esiel, and Jehaziah, the son of Tikvah, were employed about this matter. Meshulam and Shabbatai, the Levite, helped them. And the children of the captivity did so. So Ezra the priest was certain chief of their fathers, after the house of their fathers, and all of them by their names were separated. They sat down on the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. And they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the month. And among the sons of the priests that were found that had taken strange wives, namely the sons of Jeshua, the son of Josadak and his brethren, Maaseiah and Eleazar and Jerib and Gedaliah, and they gave their hands that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their trespass. Now, the balance of it is the list of those who had taken these strange wives. You see, in the few years that they had been there, they have already mingled, and nobody does anything about it till Ezra gets up there. And so all their names are listed, and it has to be almost a list of shame, not of glory. And we come to the 44th verse, which is the end, when it says, all these have taken strange wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children. So this all had to be straightened out. It had to be set aside. It had been forbidden of God to do this. That is, those people of the land that were there before them. It might be that they could take wives of other nations, but not in the case. And not in the case of those that had lived in the land before them who had practiced this terrible idolatry. Now, in the Hebrew Bible, and even in the ancient versions, the books of Ezra and Nehemiah were one. Here is what we have. Now Ezra, after, this name, the name of the general who led the people up there and brought them back. Zerubbabel. I could not think of that. But I've got an excuse for forgetting names. Zerubbabel, we've just been over it a dozen times here. And I hope I never forget my own name. But Zerubbabel, who brought the people up, then Ezra comes, and then 40 years after Ezra comes to Jerusalem, after he returned from the captivity, Nehemiah led up a company to restore the walls of Jerusalem and the civil authority, to set it up there so that they have a government there. And this is the record we have of this. The first chapter of Nehemiah. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, came to pass in the month Chislu, that's December. In the 20th year, I was in Shushan, the palace. But Hananiah, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction, and great reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And he says, it came to pass, when I heard these words, but I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven. Now here is what he said. He said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thine ear now be attentive, and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now day and night, for the children of Israel thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments, that thou commanded thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you return unto me, and keep my commandments, and do them, though there were of you cast out of the uttermost parts of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence, I will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by the strong hand. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name, and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. He says, for I was the king's cupbearer. He was close to the king. He would be one of his advisors and his counselors. And Nehemiah, a captive in the land of Babylon, was the king bearer to Artaxerxes. Now, we read here in chapter 2, it came to pass in the month of Nisan. This would be April. You see, all of this started in December, and it's got around to April now. In the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Everything was going well with Nehemiah. He had the king's ear. He was right in the palace. He was living well. And he had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing you're not sick? This is nothing but sorrow of heart. And I was very sore afraid. And I said unto the king, let the king live forever, that is, live in perpetuity. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, their graves, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Well, then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? Came right back to him and said, what do you make request? And he knew what he wanted. I prayed to the God of heaven. I wonder if sometimes when people are praying these long and monotonous prayers, what would happen if God just broke in and said, for what do you make request? Well, Nehemiah couldn't answer, so he says, I prayed to the God of heaven. And then having had instruction from God, he said, I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant has found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. And the king said unto me, the queen was sitting by him, she heard all of this. Then the king said, the king said unto me, and he puts in parentheses, the queen also sitting by him, for how long shall your journey be? And when shall thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given me to governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me. Then I came to the governors beyond the river, gave them the king's letters. Now the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. They didn't like this at all, and they were grieved that a man had come to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. So Nehemiah declares, I came to Jerusalem, was there 3 days. And I arose in the night, I and some few men with me, neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem. Neither was there any beast with me, save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. And I went to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, and there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. The rubbish was so great. Then went I up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back, and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned. And the rulers knew not whither I went, or what I did, neither as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies waste. The gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no more be a reproach. And I told them of the hand of my God which is good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work. But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn, and they despised us, and said, what is this thing that you do? Will ye rebel against the king? Then answered I them, and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servants, will arise and build. But you have no portion, you have no right, you have no memorial in Jerusalem. And so Nehemiah is there, he has the right to the materials, and he is going to build the walls. Well, we continue in these studies. Strictly speaking, you know, the experience of Esther and the book of Esther would come really before the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah. But we will get to that as we come to it in its order here in the scripture. And we'll bring it all in at that time. So we've covered now the first two chapters of Nehemiah. And we'll begin in our next lesson with the third chapter until we have looked at each word in this book. It has been my joy to teach you, and I thank you for the opportunity as we fellowship around the Word of the Living God. May I say that my prayer for you is that this day your lines may fall in pleasant places. And so till we meet around the Word of God once again, I bid you goodbye. Yours in truth, Otis Q. Sellers.